Let's get it. Alrighty. How many of you all watched the fight last night? Today we're going to dedicate this fight to Lomachenko and Haney. Or should we say Haney and Lomachenko? Okay, man, we got the fight. It's on YouTube right now. You can check it out on YouTube. They got the full fight live on YouTube. That we might call it the fight of this generation. Yeah, so if you were able to check it out on pay-per-view last night, ESPN pay-per-view, it was a controversial fight last night. Everybody's talking about it. Haney won a controversial unanimous division world-class display against Vasily Lomachenko. A lot of people are upset about the decision. Me, for one, I was going with Lomachenko, and I usually roll with Devin Haney, but I didn't like a lot of things that Devin Haney was, you know, saying about the fight, and I definitely didn't like the push in the face-off. He turned me definitely against him, he was doing a lot of bullying in the fight. And the referee did a really good job. I think the referee did a really good job in the fight. Devin Haney was doing a lot of bullying in the fight, man. He was swinging with elbows and hitting behind the head. And you know, I got to give the referee he was warning Devin Haney for hitting behind the head. But let me say this, man. The judges, We got to do a better job, judges, because it was not a unanimous decision by no stretch of the matter. Lomachenko, you were a class act in defeat. You were you did a heck of a job in defeat. I want to say this. Even though I was rolling with Lomachenko, I do think it was a draw. I do. I think it was a draw, even though if someone had to win the fight, I think Devin Haney might have pulled out a split decision win. Yeah, because I'm not gonna be a cheater or a bad loser. If someone had to win the fight, I think Devin Haney might have squeaked out a win. And let me tell you why. Because a lot of you people, I'm reading the comments, man. Woo, boy, we got some people, boy, they are upset. I mean, we got some people really upset about this decision. It was a controversial decision. But let me say this. The scores were reading like 115-113. Two of the judges had it 115-113. And I don't have a dispute with that. But that decision, that 116-112, yeah, I got a lot of, yeah, no way. No way was it 116-112. That judge, I don't know what that judge was watching. Now, I could give it a draw because I had it a tie. I had it a tie going into the 10th round, for real. Because Devin Haney, he won some of the earlier rounds. Now, the first round, I gave it to Lomachenko. But Devin Haney had some of those earlier rounds in the bank because Devin Haney was hitting Lomachenko with some vicious body shots in the earlier rounds. So you all can check me if you want to. But Lomachenko, man, he won that 10th round convincingly. And or was it the 11th round? I can't remember. It was either 10th or 11th round. He won convincingly. But now the 12th round, which was to me the deciding round. The 12th round was the deciding round in the match. And I think Devin Haney pulled it out in the 12th round. So I want to be fair about this fight. I think the 12th round, Devin Haney, he pulled up some guts, man, and because he was losing that fight going into the 12th round because Lomachenko came on with it in the second half of that fight. And I think he just came on with it a little too late because I think Devin Haney had had enough rounds in the early rounds with them body shots. But Lomachenko was hitting him, man, with that right double right hand, coming straight forward with that double right hand. And he had put enough, you know, he was hitting him with more shots. Lomachenko was hitting him with more combinations. And to be an older fighter, 35 years old, let me say this. Devin Haney, you were exposed, brother. You were exposed by an older fighter, believe it or not. And you were bullying. You were using bully tactics in the ring. You were throwing elbows. You were hitting him with behind the head. And, you know, if you remember, before the fight, you were claiming that Lomachenko was the bully. But you were doing the bullying. So I got to call it like I saw it. I thought it was a draw. I thought it was a tie. And if you really know boxing, the tie goes to the champ. You got to take the belt from the champ. So either way, Devin Haney would have held on to his belt, even if it would have been a draw. But that 116 to 112, no, uh-uh. I ain't rolling with that one. No, I ain't rolling with that one. That we got to clean boxing up, man. That Romero fight, that was bull crap. Romero should not be the champ. And now this controversial with the ref, with the rulings, with the judges. No, man, that 116 to 112. No, man, I ain't rolling with that, man. Now the 115 to 113. I can roll with that. I can roll with that. I mean, I didn't think it was. I mean, you could have went either way, because I really believe a lot of people think Lomachenko won that fight. You have a lot of people that really think Lomachenko won the fight because he was throwing the majority of combinations against Haney. Excuse me again. He was throwing a lot of the combinations against Haney, but they forget that Haney had a lot of those rounds, those middle rounds in the bank with those devastating body punches. And I'm telling you, I was rolling with Lomachenko because I like Devin Haney. And I usually, all the time, 100% of the time, I roll with Devin Haney. But in this one fight, I was rolling with Lomachenko because I know his footwork, and he usually, you know, he throws with all those combinations, and he usually keeps his opponent off balance. And I thought he would do the same thing with Haney, but I forgot one thing when I was using all this calculations. I forgot one thing. I forgot that he was 35 years old. So that was a mistake on my part. I forgot he was 35 years old, y'all. So that was my mistake. But I admit my mistake. And I knew that Devin Haney was 24 years old. But I forgot that Lomachenko was an old guy. And Lomachenko exposed Haney at being a 35-year-old that almost whipped Haney. And a lot of people in the chats, when I was reading it online today, they said that Lomachenko beat Haney. Now, I don't know. I don't know about that. I think it was close. It was a hard fight to judge. It really was. Because, I mean, I'm watching it on YouTube right now as I'm speaking to you guys. And I watched it, you know, earlier this morning. And it's a hard fight to judge. It really is. It's a hard fight to judge. But Haney had a lot of rounds in the bank, you guys. So if you want to watch it, it's on YouTube. Haney, you know, he's the undisputed lightweight champion. He was in his backyard. You know, he was in Las Vegas. And it's hard to beat, you know, a man in his backyard. But I give Lomachenko Man, a lot of respect, a lot of props. He didn't make any excuses after the fight. He didn't make any excuses. A lot of people thought he was robbed. The fans, they were booing. They were booing the, they were booing, man, at the end of the fight. Shakur Stevenson, he got in the ring after the fight, and he said the Haney camp ran out of the ring, didn't want to look at him, didn't want to, you know, because he said he was calling them out for the next fight. Shakur said he was calling them out. He said, look, I want to fight you next. You up next. You got to fight me. And he said they ran out of the ring. They didn't want to even look at him. They didn't want to talk to him. And the fans were booing this win for Haney. They were booing the outcome. You should have heard him, man. It was loud boos in this man's own backyard. So that should tell you guys that they didn't think Haney won the fight. A lot of people in the audience did not think that Haney won the fight. Lomachenko outlanded Haney in the fight. And even the commentators were saying that Lomachenko outlanded Haney. But the thing that most people are forgetting, that Haney had put those body shots in the bank, and they were hurting Lomachenko. I seen Lomachenko he kind of winced a couple of times, and one time it looked like he was, you know, like it hurt him, you know. But let me also say this, Lomachenko hurt Haney. Lomachenko hurt Haney, man. In the late round, I think it was the 10th round, man, Lomachenko hurt Haney. He had him roll into the corner, man, and Lomachenko hit him with, boy, a couple of them combinations, and had Haney on his back legs. And man, hey, it was a hard fight to judge. But let me also mention this, because I am so glad that those guys in that lightweight division are not ducking each other like some of these other guys that I mentioned in the I told you guys, I'm not mincing no words. Because them other guys, they've been ducking each other, and they became champion by ducking the best fighters until they got old, and now they champions, and they calling themselves lions and all that bull crap. Man, yeah, y'all can, you lions can get on here and talk all that old crap, man. But you guys ducked each other. Y'all ducked the best fighters, and there weren't even no good fighters for you to be ducking. Because that division didn't even really have the best top-tier fighters to begin with. And you were young, you were in your 20s, now you're in your 30s, and now you're calling yourself the best, and you the champion, and you lions, and you all of that. Man, you all are paid champions. You, them belts don't mean a thing, man. But I want to mention this before I forget. Shakur Stevenson. Bad, bad, bad man. Yeah. We said it right here on Vintage Sports. Yeah, he calling them out, baby. Shakur. And, hey, man, Bud Crawford said it on the YouTube. He said he's special. He said he can adapt to anybody. And I believe him. When Bud Crawford says it, believe it. Shakur can beat anybody. So line him up, Shakur. Line him up. They said Shakur wants to fight Tank. Shakur wants to fight Devin. And I am glad this division, they aren't ducking one another like the other so-called champions. Yeah, they all been ducking one another. Even the heavyweights, they all ducked one another. Yeah, they all did. They waited till each other got old. And not like the olden days when Mike And them boys was fighting each other. Mike Tyson, them boys fought everybody. Mike fought them all. Mike fought them all. Muhammad Ali fought them all. Yeah, they did. Joe Frazier fought them all. Sugar Ray Leonard fought them all. Them boys wasn't no joke. Duran fought them all. They wasn't running around the ring trying not to get hit like the 50 and old guy. Waited till everybody got old. Y'all talking about he the best ever because he got all the money. Money don't make you the best. Fighting the best makes you the best. You don't wait till they get old and then fight them. See, this is a real boxing man. I've been watching boxing ever since I was 6 years old. Now I'm vintage. I watched all the greats. See, y'all just see them on the internet. I watched them live for free. We didn't have to have pay-per-view. We had NBC Sports. We had worldwide, what was it? See, I'm vintage. Worldwide Sports or whatever they called it. You all hit the bell. Let me know what it was. We had all this stuff for free. Alhamdulillah. We didn't have to pay for this stuff. We didn't have to pay for it. It was free. So we got to watch all the big fights for free. They didn't have to pay no $99. See, they getting y'all. But let me get back to it. Shakur, call them all out, baby. Call them all out. So you all let me know what you thought of the fight. I'll tell you what I really thought. I thought it was a draw. I thought it was a draw. And if you got to give the nod to the winner, I think Devin Haney might have pulled it out in the last round. So, yeah, he retains his belt. Lomachenko, you were a class act, man. You were a class act. You were a class act in defeat, man. You didn't make any excuses. You know, you didn't think that Haney was pound for pound, because you exposed him, man. You were hitting him with them double right hands, and you exposed him. And that's going to do it for the the greatest fight, probably the greatest fight in this generation at the, the lightweight division so far. So we're going to see what Shakur Stevenson and Devin Haney going to do, or Shakur Stevenson and Tank going to do. We're going to see what that's going to be like. But we heard that Bud Crawford and Earl going to get it on this fall. Now, that's what I've heard. You let me know if you've heard anything else. I really don't like it. I really don't like it because those two boys are warriors. Bud getting a little gray in his beard. Yeah, he waited till the boy got old. But it really wasn't either one of those guys' faults. This was one with either one of those guys' faults. You all can talk all that junk all you want, talking about Bud made excuses and Earl made excuses. And, you know, it was business. Earl had that big accident. They both couldn't get the numbers right. Earl wanted the most money. And I can see Bud going, "Nah, man, no, I wouldn't have did it either. You're not getting more money than me. No, I wouldn't have did it either." Y'all can talk to all that junk all you want. It's a 50-50 fight. You're not getting more money than me. It's a 50-50 fight. So, and when Earl had that accident, you know, that really slowed it down. But yeah, I don't see it, man. I mean, I wouldn't fight him for real because, I mean, Bud getting older, man. And Earl's still a young dude. But, I guess he ain't washed up, so, but, you know, I guess they gonna fight this fall, so, hey, 50-50 fight. I'm not picking a horse in the race. I was rolling with Bud, because I rolled with Bud, but I always roll with Earl Spence, too. And I like both of them boys. They both real champions. I'm not going to even sit here and try to debate that, because they both real champions. They both could have fought in any era. That's my pick, because like I say, I've been watching boxing ever since the 60s. Yeah, this vintage sports, internet news, baby. I've been watching boxing since the 60s. My first fight to watch was Cassius Clay and Sonny Liston. Or maybe it was Sugar Ray Robinson. Yeah, it was Sugar Ray Robinson. Yeah, my first fight was Sugar Ray Robinson. That was who I first saw fight. But I'm not picking a race in this horse in this race, man. No, because they both bona fide, and may the best man win. I'm gonna put it that way. I think I like Bud a little bit more, because I just like Bud, and I think he makes adjustments. I think he makes adjustments with any fighter. But Earl, he got that power. He got that power, and he's smart, and he's bona fide. So that's my analysis on that fight. And real quickly, before we get off of here, we're going to talk about the basketball game tonight, the Celtics and the Heat. Celtics are down 0-2. The Heat, they're up 2-0. And the Lakers, they lost again last night, 119-108 to the Nuggets. The Nuggets are up 3-0. And yeah, that's how it's rolling, man. That's just how it's rolling in the NBA. What can I tell you? Who you rolling with in the NBA? Who you think is gonna make it to the finals? Because look like Denver is not playing. Denver is not playing with them, and my man Jamal Crawford. Man, that boy is putting on a show, okay? The man is putting on a show for all to see. And, yeah, that's how it's rolling. And I forgot to tell you guys about the soccer or football. I forget what league it was in. Maybe we'll cover that a little later. But whoever that was that won the championship, it seems like I can't pull it up right now. I don't know who it was. But whoever that was that won that championship, man, I have never seen so many fans. I'm trying to pull it up now, but my computer is just acting up right now. It's not doing too good right now. But whoever that was that won, my goodness gracious. Woo, I've never seen so many fans in my life. I've never seen that many fans, man, who graced the field. I mean, who celebrated. It seemed like it was millions out there. I mean, millions. So whoever that was who won the championship, congratulations. I wish we supported our sports in that manner. It was all fun. It was just elation. They support their teams, man, to the fullest. I was just so happy just seeing all of those fans. So, yeah, congratulations. I'm not sure who that was. I don't know what league that was. But, yeah, congratulations. So that's going to do it for another edition of Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont. And I hope you enjoyed the fight. It's on YouTube right now as we speak. I'm watching it again for the second time because I wanted to make sure that, you know, I had the right score. And, yeah, I think I did. So, yeah, ring the bell. Let me know who you thought won the fight. And, yeah, we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.